This is the American Ag Network. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. Biofuel interests on Friday aired concerns about the EPA's proposal to allow year-round E15 sales and to reform the renewable identification numbers market. Bob Dineen is a strategic advisor to the Renewable Fuels Association. He was a Monday guest on Adams on Agriculture, presented by the American Ag Network.
Well, there wasn't a lot new. Jeff Cooper, who testified on behalf of the RFA, as he's the president and CEO, did bring some technical arguments to the table that EPA probably hasn't heard about. We talked about some of the minutiae of the rule in terms of making sure that marketers who are using blender pumps to blend E15 are not precluded from continuing to be able to do that with some of the provisions that EPA has proposed. He also raised some questions about or issues with respect to the legal approach that EPA is taking. So not all of it was at 30,000 feet. People like Jeff did bring it down into the minutiae, into the weeds where EPA lives, and I think hopefully we're able to make some points as well.
The majority of more than 50 witnesses at that hearing in Michigan supported E15 and opposed reforms to the renewable identification numbers system. They also took the occasion to call for the EPA to stop what they say are demand-bleeding small refinery exemptions to the renewable fuels standard. More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
The wait is over. I'm Carl Peterson from Peterson Farm Seed, and we are now taking orders for Enlist E3 soybeans. With tolerance to new 2,4-D choline, glyphosate, and glufosinate, E3 soybeans represent the latest in soybean trait technology. Add to that Enlist Duo and Enlist One herbicides with near-zero volatility, reduced drift, and you've got a really powerful weed control system. Don't wait. Order your Peterson Farm Seed Enlist E3 soybeans today. Learn more at petersonfarmseed.com.
I'm Mike Kruger to tell you about a way to sell your 2019 soybean crop at a huge premium to regular soybeans. My friends at Richland IFC have been contracting edible soybean acres for over 20 years now. Richland's exports of edible soybeans are booming, and they need more acres. Soybean basis has been as low as minus $2 a bushel. Richland IFC will pay a premium of up to $3.50 a bushel for edible soybeans. If a $5.50 premium over regular soybeans interests you, call Matt at Richland IFC today at 701-640-2279.
USDA on Monday issued its first weekly national crop progress report of 2019. 56% of the nation's winter wheat crop rated in good to excellent shape, the best start to a growing season in 3 years, according to the Ag Department. Kansas reporting 55% of its crop in good to excellent shape. Nestle is looking to move further into the meat free market by launching a new plant-based burger in Europe, and they have plans to roll out a similar product for the American consumer later on this year. The Swiss food and beverage company said Tuesday it would launch its Garden Gourmet Incredible Burger in Europe this month. The cooked from raw burger will be available in 8 countries, including Belgium and Germany. This fall, Nestle will introduce a plant-based burger known as the Awesome Burger in the U.S. under the Sweet Earth brand. Electronic grain trade early on Tuesday. Soybean futures trending a penny to a penny and a fraction higher. Corn futures flat to a fraction lower on a Tuesday. This is the American Ag Network.